Hi, Kyle. I called and they said you were in a meeting.
Oh yeah, I had just got out and I saw their message. Did you have a few minutes to chat right now?
I only have 2 or 3 minutes because I've got a meeting to prepare for at noon.
Okay, so then yeah, I just wanted to make sure I returned your call. But let's see here. You said 1:30 worked well for you?
As you can tell by my most recent email, today is very busy. I've got appointments about every 2 hours. So right now, if you got 2 minutes, now is probably the best time.
Yeah, it's just gonna take a little longer than that. That's the only reason why. But I saw right here on your last email, you said you are free between 1:30 and 2:30.
It's still pressing. If it is going to take more than 5 minutes,
Yeah, I was
then
thinking like 10, 15 minutes probably.
all right. Then today's really going to be pressing it because I'm running around from appointment to appointment.
Okay.
But tomorrow, now you're located where?
I'm in San Diego, so West Coast, but I'm playing the time difference, so I'll make sure I call you whenever's good for you.
Let me double check and we'll make an appointment for tomorrow, okay?
Make an appointment for tomorrow. Okay, well then real quick, I just wanted to know, are you only have one current loan out with Lending Club right now then, right?
No, that's paid off. Oh, with Lending Club, yes.
Yeah, for the 762 a month, it looks like.
There are 3 loans.
Yeah, but two of those are home loans though, right?
No.
No?
There's 2 loans with Lending Club, and there's 1 loan with Best Egg.
Best Edge?
Egg,
Oh,
like
Best
a
Egg.
boiled egg.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
And
they're the
two.
same kind of loans. They're high interest rate loans to get you started.
Yeah, are they on a what kind of payment plan are you on there?
I think all three of them are 4-year amortization
Okay.
with interest rates between 23 and 28%.
Okay. And then,
So it's a pretty high payment.
are
So
you
that's why we
paying?
want to consolidate them.
Yeah, and what are you paying? What, once a month right now, or?
Yes.
Yeah, once a month. Okay. All right, and so.
The combined payments are about 1,500, about 2,150.
2150. Okay. And then also you were looking to get those together, pay those off, or lower those if you could, and then also get a little extra cash on top, right?
Not necessarily. Whatever results in really the lowest. The main thing is to reduce that interest rate.
Okay. Gotcha. But if we could get you to lock a little bit on top, because I was looking through Sam's notes here and I saw that you said possibly looking for maybe 20 to 30,000 if it was at a good rate more.
If it was at a good rate,
And what?
we don't really need that much, probably 10 or 15 at the most.
Okay, 10 to 15 at the most. Okay, and then I was gonna ask too, real quick, what is like ideal for you payment wise and length and that kind of thing? What would you be looking at?
Well, we don't mind a longer amortization to lower the payment because things are fairly stabilized.
Okay.
So we just want to to ease the tension of having high interest rate debt. So
Gotcha.
if the interest rate were still high, but it was over a 6, 7, 8 year period, and it dropped the payments in half. Then that would probably still be fine.
Okay, well, just to let you know, so we're not wasting our time here, we're both on the same page. I'm not sure if Sam gave you a good rundown of what we offer, but typically our loans for the capital program go right around 2 years at most. For returning customers, you start to unlock the, you know, 3-year term. So if you get set up on like a shorter term and renew halfway through, you can get, you know, qualify for those longer terms that way. But typically it's right around 2 years is what our longest capital cash kind of program works with. But what I was going to say is I'll get all this information in here and get it all going. We'll get you on the phone tomorrow, go through a few more things, and we'll give you, since we got all of your information in here, probably by end of the week, if not thing Monday morning, Monday sometime, we should be able to have you exact numbers of what we can do for you over here. Like, just so you can know what you are qualified for and what your options are.
The first two loans, one with Lending Club and one with Best Egg, which were taken out in April of 2015.
Okay.
You know, those are, well, they're over a year and a half.
Okay.
Out of their 4-year loan. So, those two loans, could be combined in a 2-year loan, if the interest rate were better.
Of course.
And, then, you know, at least you would have, two of the loans at a lower rate.
Exactly.
So I just wanted to let you know, they're not all at 4.
Okay.
They're not all with 4 years remaining.
Okay, no, we will definitely, like I said, we're going to get through everything here. I was looking through. I just really wanted to get you on the phone and see exactly what you were looking for and wanting to do. That way, you know, we're not straying you in the wrong way here, you know, trying to keep your interests in line. So, all right, well, and then typically as well, our payments on the working capital program, just to let you know up front, so you know there isn't, you know, any confusion. It typically is like a daily, weekly, or monthly type thing. Monthly, like I said, it's kind of like the 3-year term, a little bit harder to unlock. So you're usually looking at like a small daily payment or a weekly payment, just because these are unsecured loans. So we're not taking anything in collateral. We're basically just giving you all the money up front, so we kind of, you know, makes it a little easier by taking a smaller chunk at a time, which you can afford, of course. That's why we kind of go through everything, you know, makes it easier that you'll have all your debt done at once, and you know, we kind of stay on the safer end that way as well from a lending perspective.
I understand. What do you mean by it's harder to unlock?
Because since you're a first time borrower with us, it's still kind of risky. We don't have a relationship developed, but once we develop, you know, the relationship and you do borrow from us, our programs start to get much cheaper, a little longer, you know, because we understand that you pay your bills on time. You know, basically we haven't worked with you before. We established a relationship and much more starts to come out of that. If that makes sense.
Well, I just didn't understand the term. It becomes harder to unlock. What does that mean?
Oh, just because it's, you know, those are top-tier programs and we offer those for our returning customers.
But what does it mean?
What do you mean?
What is it? And what does unlock mean? Are you talking about a prepayment penalty?
Oh, no, not at all. We don't know.
Inability to use the capital?
No, not at all. What I was meaning by that is it's just harder to qualify first-time customers for the monthly or the longer terms, basically. We don't offer, we don't have a prepayment penalty. We offer actually the opposite. So if you want to pay it off early, we encourage you to do that, you know, because it saves you money in interest. So we offer discounts that way. So
okay.
We offer.
I just didn't understand the term.
Oh yeah, no worries.
It's harder to unlock.
Okay, does that make sense now, though?
Yeah, you just mean the program becomes harder to.
Yes, exactly.
Available.
the program's harder to be available at the top like that. So, but yeah, I think that should be good for me to get started. I will get in contact with Mary Beth.
Should we look at a time tomorrow for
If you could let me know a time tomorrow when you could get on the phone, like an just between maybe an hour time frame or so, that would be great.
If you hold on, I'll look at my calendar.
Okay, yeah, definitely. Go ahead.
Can you hold on?
Of course.
So we're talking about tomorrow, Friday the 4th. You can hear me, right, Kyle?
Yep, I can hear you, Stu.
All right. It looks like my day is pretty flexible. So what works best for you, morning or afternoon?
Morning is probably better tomorrow.
All right. So morning meaning like 10 o'clock my time?
10 o'clock your time. Maybe 10:30 would be perfect if that's good for you. Maybe between...
10:30 EST would be great.
All righty. I'll call you anytime between 10:30 and 11:30 tomorrow then, all right?
Oh, you can't make it a firm time?
I might not be... if it's me talking, if it's me calling you, I'll give you a call at 10:30. But my quality control team likes to go through the file too, just to make sure we're all on the same page, make sure that you're getting exactly what you're looking for, and it goes a lot smoother that way. So they like to get on and go through the file as well, just to give you a rundown and, make the process go a little smoother.
Okay, that'll work. 10:30, 11:30 tomorrow.
Yep.
That'll work just fine.
All right, Stuart, well, I will give you a call. If they're not hopping on the phone with you tomorrow, I'll make sure I'm giving you a call at 10:30. But other than that, stay free between that time, and we'll get you all set up over here.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
All righty, any other questions there before I go?
Not for now.
All righty, Stuart, have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.